Just fuck
Blog Talk Radio.
That saddle right there looks like a big ass boat. It's not me. It's like an easy ass machine.
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying?
From the beginning. I ain't tell a story in a minute. Moving in my feelings, I was tripping. I already told these bitches that they need to mind their business. Listen, I am easily offended. You could get under my skin when you bring it to my children or you fucking with my friends. I'ma find out where you live at if you fucking on my man. Let me edit out the parts when I hit it with the pen. Why they wanna resurrect the old me? I told that boy he should've never chose. I appreciate the times when I was lonely. I be under pressure, but a bitch ain't never frozen. In my rear view, shoddy in my Mew Mew. Thotty, I ain't sorry, bitch, I'm popping, I'm a new mood. Nobody can stop it, I'm a monster in a tutu. Any bitch I'm dropping, I'm a problem, this is voodoo. Who you? I don't want no problems, man. A hurricane, doing 90 in a caravan. I used to like it when I didn't even have a man. Now I'm in love, and this bitch is wouldn't understand. Now they mad, I'm moving like the old me. Winning with my beta money rolling. I appreciate the time when I was lonely. Now I'm smiling at the hand that we is holding.
Hey, I just wanted to play her music so y'all can go subscribe. Y'all can go listen. Go listen. Hurricane Dude featuring Easy the Block Cat and it's called Bay. Go on every major platform, Spotify, App, iTunes, Google Play, and all of that. You know, did anybody watch? I know we met. Look, I told her to not press the button because it was going to say, like, we're going live. I just told her that, but it's all right.
What'd they say?
You just, like, you mad because it said that you would go, you know, once you hit enter. Bro,
I want to read the comments.
What? You supposed to be doing the show.
Babe, I put the comments on like I always do. That's what I did. I put the comments on.
What did you walk over there
to
for?
To do it so that when I did the volume, it wouldn't remember when I go on there, even though
all
I turn the volume
do is
down.
Turn the volume down.
Babe, could you go ahead? Damn.
Just turn the volume down. It's something on the side of your phone.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Volume. You hit it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go. Got it. He said, where did you guys get your beat? Because this is like y'all know every time we go live, she's doing some drawing shit. Like, I don't know. And all that. You want to talk to them?
No.
Yeah, because she was just doing some drawing shit, bro. I mean, how y'all doing, though? What we going to do about entangle? Yo, we going to get into it. Come on, baby. Let's start it. Because y'all know we can't do video, so we're going to listen to audio here. We're going to do audio, and we're going to break down every audio. They have to take... Hold on. Let me do the intro. Jada! Come take this walk with me, baby girl. Come in. Now, hey, Will. You might as well come on, too. Because... Will was mad that he was there. Do anybody else know? Did y'all see the look? It looked like Will just got done crying. It looked like he just was pissed off that he even got to be in this situation.
There. Okay.
What happened?
No, I thought that's a special Father's Day event. I'm like, what was this?
No, go to the one that just happened.
Okay, Jada brings herself to the black table.
Yeah. I just was like, oh, Easy Mama. Listen, do anybody, Easy B, I don't want to come back. Yo, do anybody understand? Did anybody see Will? Please, I wasn't bugging, right? Someone he came on, he just...
He
said, Jada, what did you do?
Tell him what you did, Jada.
Jada, tell him what you did, Jada. I just want y'all to know that we were separated. I just want y'all to know that I didn't say nothing. All them reports that said Will Puck Will for that didn't come from me.
Nor Jada's camp.
Nor Jada. But he was speaking for self. He said that didn't
I think
come.
He was speaking to August in a sense, because he felt like, nigga, we could have blew this up three years ago.
From the beginning.
Want me to play it?
Let's play it. Play it. Can't do video, but we can do audio. Let's play. Walk with me, y'all. Can y'all walk with me for a minute? Walk with me, man. Walk with me. Because I was highly annoyed.
For example, for me, just all the stuff that's going on in the press.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was important to come to the table to really clear the air. Somebody made a statement for me that wasn't a statement I made that went cray-cray.
And one of the reasons why I wanted to come to the table is the media, the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
We specifically never said anything.
Yo, his face right there.
We were purposely not saying anything. Any headline that says Jada said or Will said or the Smith said is not true. We specifically never said anything.
Right.
So.
It's all right, y'all. She's going to get it.
I'm tired. I don't give a fuck. Everybody got to relax, too. Like, I'm relaxing. I'm fucking sleepy. It's 4. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep talking to them.
Yo. She is tired a little bit. She did work. She worked today. She is tired.
I worked all week. Not just today.
I mean, I'm sure we all worked all week.
I don't care. I did 58 hours. Look at this.
Oh, she's a little annoying. She just dropped all the alcohol, trying to be too gel or whatever. She said, dude, mad aggressive today. Yo. Yo, she tried to put her phone on a styrofoam cup, and the shit just fell. It was weird. But it's okay. She's getting it together. You know what I mean? I stopped the video because, listen, am I tripping? Jada came with the fucking makeup, the hair was sleek, right? She was sitting Indian style on the chair. Did anybody else peep that? Mad comfortable, bro. Like, we not sitting on this table because of you, shorty. The fuck is you talking about? Yo, she don't even drink vodka. She drinks tequila. As soon as she get two of them in her. So when she get like two of them and I mean, she be all right and all that. I mean, here she come now. I hear her pour and all that. Which I said, here you come now. I hear you pouring.
You talking about it too, like it stops at me. Like, it's not even that fucking serious. It's your eyes looking at me every time something, I make a little accent. Like, and you just spilled something the other day and I was cleaning it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jada was mad comfortable. Red table interview, right? Yeah, we talking about the red
she
table.
Was mad comfortable. Cross-legged, like she was in control.
I just said that. Like, Indian style.
Indian style, looking at her man smiling. He was looking puffy-eyed, and she was looking like the lighting was perfect.
She was dressed. Makeup was on a beam. Hair was laid.
Jada.
Indian
love
style.
Jada.
Indian style.
Looking in his eyes.
Will looked like he just got off the movie set.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't had no time for a haircut. It looked like the flight landed at 7 o'clock. It had to take him 25 minutes to get to the house, and the red table began at 8 o'clock. That's how, it was just like a rush. It was like,
His eyes was red.
It looked like that Will was crying. He was like, yo, he's crying, dog. He gotta be crying.
He had these moments of mean as shit in his eyes. It was these moments when I looked at him and I was like, he's pissed.
Somebody said they thought they had an open relationship. I mean, you know, we can only speculate because they're not saying it out their mouth that they have that. They said they have a life partnership
now. From what I'm understanding, it seemed like they were about to divorce and they decided to do something different besides divorce.
No, I got that too. That's what I told her. I said, yo, he was there because he wanted niggas to know that he did not say that one. That shit never came out his mouth too. And he wanted everybody to know that he did not give permission to nobody. This shit happened while I wasn't with her. And I honestly think that he didn't know all the details. I'll give y'all my conspiracy in a little bit after we get there. But the conspiracy I got, I don't think that he knew all the details.
I feel like he was talking right to August Alsina. Also, like, he just kept saying, I don't understand the now. I don't understand the why now. Like, we don't get it. Because they had the understanding. I don't think when he said understanding, it was like, oh, I gave you permission to sleep with my wife. It was just more or less that everybody in the family knew that Will and Jada was going through something. Basically, people that was close to them. They were going to get divorced. The inner circle knew that. And if Jaden was August Alsina's friend during that time, he knew that too.
He just said that he wasted his time. I don't think that they ever going to divorce.
They're not going to divorce. I think that Will Smith has a lot. I think they have a lot of love for each other.
No, he definitely said that he at the end, he said, I got her back. So we already know what. I mean, he's Will fucking Smith.
He's fucking with two models. One of the models that he's fucking is friends with Chanel Iman.
I don't think he knew.
And Will been
either.
Fucking bitches.
I mean, but this is, see, we was arguing, or not arguing, we was debating because it's a lot of people that like to deflect. When a female was wrong, it's always deflection. Of
I don't think that
the
that's deflection. I'm not
deflection.
Saying it's deflection. It's not a deflection.
It's just a fact. It's not
when
a fact, because we're not talking about Will.
But the fact...
Will didn't bring them to the red table. So
but
why
that's,
are we talking about
August
Will,
August Alsina...
though?
Brought the whole shit, made the whole shit
exactly,
happen.
But was August fucking Will? Or was he fucking
but the point,
Jada?
But Will said, I'm going to get back at you. And she said, ha ha, I think
you already
did
enough
that.
Of that. But did Will's situation come out?
No, Will's situation didn't come
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Bro-
so
no,
not about it, Will.
But it's still about all of them because their relationship and the dynamic of their relationship is these are results of that dynamic.
No. Let me tell you why it's wrong. It's wrong because how many years have Will and Jada been married? One. How many years has we been speculating that they have a quote-unquote open relationship? How many years? How many years? You dig what I'm saying? So let's just say Will knew. And let's say Jada knew. Let's say they really do have an open relationship. Get your nigga in line.
She can't get that wreck
because
in line.
Guess what? Because
he's
guess
a
what?
Wreck.
She knew that because she started off the red table like he was broken. And guess what you still did? You gave him some pussy. You gave a broken nigga some pussy.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what motherfucking Jada does. You understand what I'm saying?
So
that's Jada motherfucking Pickett. At the end of the day, she made a wrong fucking choice with a broken ass boy. And that's that.
So it's like this. This has nothing to do with Will.
Because
Will had his situations in line. Will little girlfriends speculate, allegedly girlfriends ain't going on interviews.
The alleged girlfriends are taking pictures in the same spot as the family is and posting it on social media. Now, I'm not saying
was
I don't
with
even...
Will?
They never take pictures
was it with
together.
Will? Okay.
They never take pictures
Did Jada
together.
And August ever take a picture?
But how, why?
She's wildin', cuz.
She been wildin',
okay.
And Will's still
so
with her. Will's still with her. I don't think
I
it's
don't
Jada
think...
Pickett's fault. I think it's August Alsina's fault. Jada
what?
Pickett didn't come. Yes, August
if,
Alsina
hold on, time out.
Wanted to tell
time
his
out,
truth.
Time out.
He
time
wanted
out.
To tell his truth. While Jada was on her break, he wanted to tell his truth.
I understand. Listen, I understand that if August would have never did this, they still would be rocking, right? But guess what? Who nigga was that though?
August cut ties
who nigga
with
was
Jada
that?
Pickett. August Alsina cut ties
she
with Jada
Pickett. She cut ties
Pickett.
With him. She just tried
she
to say
that.
She had to say that.
You think? Well,
she
we'll
had
see.
To
you know what?
That.
We you know what we can guarantee from August Alsina? If she's lying or if he feels like any either one of them are lying, he'll be on Instagram.
But
he'll be saying it. He'll be letting us know.
Can I give y'all this? if your side nigga comes out and say, yo, I was fucking dude, you think I'm gonna be mad at him?
No.
Okay. fuck is she talking about?
What do you mean?
What
am I?
Be,
I'm not mad at them. Like I'm defending them. I'm talking period.
So why
about what happened?
You couldn't control.
I don't feel like there's a wrong person in this motherfucker. Period. I don't. I feel like they messed filled out publicly. I don't feel like none of them is wrong. If Will Smith knew that she was playing, he said he knew.
He said he knew.
So regardless if he's lying to us,
he didn't know.
But he didn't know.
He said he didn't know nothing about no relationship.
I don't remember him saying
he
that.
Said when we first met Aug, he said when we first met Aug, the nigga called the nigga Aug.
Aug, but he never said and that
first of all
to,
he called
to
the
shorten
nigga
his
Aug.
Name, when you shorten so, someone's name, you're comfortable with them.
Exactly. I agree.
And number two, he never stated that he didn't know that they were messing around. All he said was, Jada, tell us what you was doing. That's all he said. He never like went into a heavy detail. The
all
interview
said
lasted
in the
12
comment
minutes.
On the red table, he said we didn't get the full story.
I'm sure the interview
listen,
was 12 minutes
me,
long.
Listen, let me just break before we finish this. If me and my situation, with me and you got a situation that we allowed to do whatever we got to do, but we know that our names is household names and whatever we do, just keep shit in pocket and let us still be us, but and don't draw. Because the stipulations that's made with that, you just don't come up in a relationship and say, yo, we have an open relationship with no stipulation, especially as high power couple as they is, especially as Will high power. So if y'all come, even if y'all both agree, y'all come with it. All right, let's have an open relationship. The stipulations, this is 100%, especially on Will's part. The stipulations is it can't come out publicly.
I'm sure.
That's 100%.
I'm
the
sure.
Stipulate. So I'm doing me, and you're allowed to do you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it come out that I'm wrong, you throw this shit on me because it's my problem. And if it come out that you wrong,
well, they should have had all
you,
the signs.
You it's like okay, NBA. so it's like this. If my side bitch come out and fuck our situation up, you know who fault that is? That's my fault, because I didn't keep that little bitch in pocket. That's my fault. It's not her fault, because I'm Will fucking Smith, and if I don't keep her in pocket, she's going to tell. You know why? Because he's Will fucking Smith. So you got to keep her in pocket. Jada, if your nigga comes out of pocket, that's on you. You know why that you are? You know why it's on you? Because you already know the nigga was on drugs and he was broken. So you allowed the nigga to come. You allowed
she
the nigga to do that.
She pretty much explained that. She pretty much
okay,
got
so
at
that's
her
on
table.
It. So how
and
can you say Jada's not wrong when she said
I
she's
said
wrong?
I don't feel like there's a wrong.
But Jada feel like she's wrong. That
I
it came out
that.
Publicly.
I didn't hear her say
she
that.
She said that. She said, I'm mad that it came out publicly
yeah,
like
they,
this.
Yeah, they said what they
exactly.
said. What they said was,
ooh, let's finish
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's finish it. Because that's not what she said.
To the table was like, we just felt like it got to the point where you got to say something.
Yeah.
Where you got to, hold on.
It got to the point
where you
have to say
listen,
something because.
Did you hear what he said?
Because the public.
It
you,
got to the point where you have to say something.
I don't think he phrased it in that way.
Yes,
like
he did.
I believe with the pre-context, it was, we're hearing all of this.
Not
in the
we. He never said we, not one time.
May I finish? The pre-context of it is, as a family, they have to come to the table. He said he wasn't going to let her do it alone. He's basically saying when the media keeps going and going and going, it's like you have to say something.
You have to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
let it keep
body,
going.
You got to read body
right,
language, too. Did you read Will's body language?
I was
language
looking. You know
thing?
I was looking at his whole
he
shit.
He was very uncomfortable.
He was very
show.
Upset to me.
He
looked like he wanted to cry.
So if he
don't want to be there, he's fronting and he's there just holding down the fort. So either way, like, we still not going to get everything. They're never going to tell us everything. Never. And they shouldn't.
There's people's feelings involved.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, I don't like how all of this came to be. That doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's all love.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. And I would usually not. You know, that would be something I wouldn't comment
like
on.
Like a Will just
yeah.
there
you
for.
Know?
Yeah,
and
fact.
I feel like
he's just there.
It's a situation that I.
He said that.
Private.
He said that he was there to
just
hold her down.
Nobody,
it's
nobody
business.
Yeah. But now Black Twitter has their business.
You know, I feel like it's healing that needs.
Let me tell y'all why. Let me tell you why is everybody's business. Because you allow your broken ass side nigga to do an interview with Angela Lee, knowing that she was going to put that shit out and that shit. And it's about you. You know that was going to blow. It was already speculation that something was going on. And then if I'm not mistaken, didn't this nigga say he gave courtesy calls out?
That's what he said.
Nigga said I gave courtesy.
He said, but we
calls
don't even out. Know if that's true. We don't even know. He didn't say a courtesy call. He said every party was aware that I was going to move forward. So his people could have tried to contact they people. We don't know how that line of communication happened. He wasn't that specific. So maybe August Alsina needs
August
to get up in the front and tell some
man,
more.
A grown man with a big mouth. No, listen.
August needs to come back and tell
nigga,
us some more.
That nigga's
come
a
tell.
Whole ho. But we are, but the reactions already happened from the action. So now the parties involved have to, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. So we just have to, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah, he definitely did some whole shit. That definitely was some whole shit. Somebody said Angela Lee looking like knowledge out. But you know. But you,
she's trash.
You
she's
know
fucking
she was
trash.
Going, you know she was
average
going to do that, though.
That's an average ass mix.
And I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Even though this is minuscule, I do feel like it's these kinds of things that create the world that we're in. Mm-hmm. And the idea of not communicating,
yeah,
not talking about it, not clearing the air, and just being as transparent.
I'm not going to be up here frustrated with you and these motherfuckers.
I'm here with you.
Yeah, I thank you for that, because you've been
you
on a hell of a journey
there
with me. So that's what we're going to start with,
start
that this
with
is
you.
A very
yeah.
personal journey.
Yep.
That became very public.
Yes, absolutely.
These motherfuckers
for whatever reason.
So what happened, Jada?
Okay,
she sitting like a fucking
so
yoga
with...
teacher. Sitting like a fucking,
so.
Like a monk.
Like
she's
like
a Buddhist
she's
monk.
A master
she
fucking
was,
yoga princess right now.
4 years ago. Started a friendship with August.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually became
the
really, really good friends. And it all started with... Just
yo,
some
bro,
help.
I appreciate everybody
you
in the
know,
chat, y'all. Hear me?
Me wanting to help his health. His
okay, so let's stop there. So it started off as a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, the original story we got was it was Jaden's friend that never came out in this red table talk. And I think if that was true, that would have had to be said here.
And then they would have had to bring Jaden to the table. Like, they might as well bring everybody to the table.
But that's
bring
what they,
August Alsina
where
back.
Is, but where's the daughter? Ain't she always
Willow,
there?
Usually, but I guess they're going to start it like this. Y'all, they done let Black Twitter, so he said, talk them into this. So keep it going, y'all. Keep
you
it going,
not,
Smith.
Yo, boy. Yo, what's up, everybody? Listen, man, we just taking this walk with Jada and Will and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a couple things. So, all right, so they started off as friends. Then she said they realized
her and Will both agreed that he was very sick.
He was very
that's
sick.
The word that
so
he was
what
sick.
Do what did you think sick meant?
He's a fucking crackhead. That's why I took it because that's what I know. August Alsina at that time was passing out on stages and overdosing. He does have problems, and
okay.
I'm not judging him for doing it, but it is what it is.
So sick means he
heavily addicted.
He was okay. He had an addiction.
Yeah.
So. What would be the benefit of befriending a nigga 20 years younger than you that has an addiction?
Benefit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't even relate to wanting to care for someone in their addiction. Like, I can't relate to...
Well, I mean,
that,
we ain't talking about you.
I can't,
what
no, but I'm just saying,
hurt,
for me
like,
to think of the benefits, I can't come up
right.
with the benefit. Unless, like, I was, the benefit would be if she was sincere in her intentions. Then there's a benefit if you sincerely wanted to help this young boy out. Like, if helping someone is beneficial in itself. But, you know what I mean? Like she said, they got entangled.
I agree. That's the risk.
It's okay.
Because for me, that was the thing when Aug first came around,
they called him Aug.
Aug is so
sick.
What
the
time?
They said that
he was giving nicknames and shit. He was just baking. He just told the world he was baking your wife, niggas. Baking and blazing. Nigga, you an icon
yeah.
out here.
And I mean, we found all different resources, you know, to help pull him through.
So
and
she pulled some resources
there, you know,
to help get him
yeah, sure. She paid a whole bunch of money and probably sent us to a bunch of nice
yeah.
rehab.
And we
lost
okay, now,
pool.
Did you think, okay, Did you know that Will and Jada like had like a thing that they wasn't talking? Because I wasn't
for
aware.
Years I've heard that they had a swinging type of relationship, but you know, rumors. That was just rumors.
Okay, no, but they, when they said they were going through a hard time and they
started. Now I remember when things started. When the only thing I remember, that's what I'm telling you, is when they used to go on trips. When they used to go on trips, there used to be this girl that posted the same place they was at, and then they put it together. One girl's like an exec at YouTube, and another girl's a model. It's two of them.
He said, "I don't cheat. I have entanglement." Yo, that
right.
Yo, her entanglement line.
She was entangled.
Fire. That's a bar. I'm just letting y'all know that's coming out of
I
a
bar. I think when she said that, it pissed Will off even
it,
more.
I think it kind of did. It was like, come on.
He
bitch.
Was like. Like you, we not gonna do this.
Come on, man. Like,
not
let's
with
get
my
this
12
shit
minutes.
Out the way, man. Please, like, you know what I'm saying?
Done with your ass.
Yeah, you kicked me to
I
the curb.
I was done with you.
Yeah. We
marriage is half that, though.
Yeah.
Marriage is half that.
Yeah, we basically, we broke up.
We decided that we were going to.
Yes.
Is it me? Is it me? Or is it like, Jada's fine? And Will's kind of destroyed.
That's what I kind I feel like that too.
Is this like her revenge on some shit that he did to her in the past? Because I almost feel like she's absorbing this shit and it's kind of like giving her powers. Like I think as she sat there and watched him in that state, she got stronger.
It seemed like that Will
was
brought to the red table. Like was Will brought to the red table?
She was eating him alive. Like I feel like she was sucking the soul out of him right there. Like he should never sit at that table again. I don't think nobody should sit there.
I don't. Yo, you know what? All I kept saying, I was like, yo, I feel like that he don't want to be there. I'm like, but he feel like I think that you know, his team told him that it probably would be the best thing to be there because that is your wife still. I think he was forced to be there. I wouldn't say forced.
He looked forced a little bit.
But he kind of looked forced. Like it just
was like a job.
Cause then he was like, you know, you. Cause it's like he was like, but you know, you my baby, and I'ma ride with you forever. That was a sarcastic talk. That wasn't.
It was almost like, you know, I'm stuck with you.
It was like, it's like, yo, because.
You know you fucking sold my soul, and now we already made our deal with the devil, and now we have to just sit here together. Because he looked like, fuck this shit.
Oh, no. I think he was just more
he
mad.
Might divorce her. Let's just put it out there. Like, this don't mean shit. That verbal agreement that they have to stick together and stay together, that shit don't
it's
mean
probably,
shit.
Yeah,
he might divorce her. He might divorce her.
Somebody said it's a business relationship. It's
he might bad. Say, fuck the business. A lot of people said, fuck the business,
can't
and bitch, take the money.
Too much
I
thing,
know, but you know what happened?
It's cheaper to keep her.
The first big crazy divorce settlement in Hollywood was Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson at the time had to be worth about $500 million. And this was like in the 80s. When I tell you, that was the biggest thing ever. You know what his wife took? And ever since that moment,
thanks.
It was like rolling. And niggas, people be scared of that. But some men get so done, they be like, take the half. Whoever that guy is from Frasier that plays Beast on X-Men.
Yeah.
The man that plays that, the actual actor, he has a whole bunch of money too. His wife, Camille, she's on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills,
oh, yeah,
like living
shit.
It up, half his money. It was a big deal. Like 50% of your money that you earn and your wife didn't help earn a dime is tragic. It's
when
not right.
Only dependent on
how long she was with.
If she was around when
right,
the
like the
started.
Amazon bitch, she earned her keep.
Like if you married in when the nigga was already trimming, you don't get. I mean, you still get something.
Will did way more work than Jada.
But you and I think that
fuck
can
that.
Be proven. I think
fuck
Jada
that.
Would still get something. But
when
I
it comes out of that, Will's a superstar. What the fuck last time we
her.
See?
Yo, if it's half, is no other option. If I know the divorce is half and Jada has to get half, we're not getting divorced. We're going to continue this open relationship. You dig what I'm saying? But you're going to keep your fucking situation in check.
What if she's purposely making his life a living hell? And the way he's looking at her, like,
like, yeah, bitch, I know your whole situation. Hell, bitch. Like, yo,
wow, bitch.
With, dog? Like, you out here drunk.
He was looking at her
nigga
like,
could be in it. Like, yo, I really want to slide from this nigga, but I know. But hold up. She the one that told him that they wasn't getting a divorce. Yep, she came up with the bread. He asked for the divorce.
And he let her talk. She looks like she dominates him. I'd like to add
that. No, no, I wouldn't say dominate.
I feel like she's dominating.
It's just business. I think it's just too
she
long.
Talked him out of a divorce. So, Will, you wanted to leave her. She already did some shit that you decided, even though you was a cheater, that you wanted to divorce her.
How you going to
you decided to divorce her, and then she sat down, probably yoga style, like she did at the Red Table Talk, and convinced you that being with her was a better decision.
Will said there's nothing she can do to make him divorce her, and she's trying to prove him wrong.
Yo!
Right.
Figure out how to make yourself happy, and I'll figure out how to make myself happy.
Well, at this particular point in time, it was indefinite.
Yeah, I really felt like we could be over.
We were over.
And then what did you do, Jada?
And
then what did you do after I done changed my motherfucking mind and said I was going to leave you? What you went and did, bitch?
It was
after I done said, all right, let's not divorce. You go fuck the child.
I'm going to give you all my conspiracy. My conspiracy is when they introduced Will, they introduced August to Will as Jayden's friend. But previously, already before that, Jada and August was already friends. Because when she said we was friends and then she said we became really good friends, what the fuck is really good friends? You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't like the way you said it. You said we was friends and then we was really good friends. And then you went into some entanglement shit. Like, I mean, like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, so
she said, and then we got into an entanglement.
So I think that Will knew of something. I think Will is not dumb. I think if they do have any type of, you know, any type of whatever, I think he was knowledgeable of some things. I think that information was leaked. I believe that he didn't know that they was fucking at first. I think he got cool with it and he tried to make it do what it do. Like, all right, listen, if this is going to happen, y'all got to keep this shit on the low. Boom, boom, boom. But this nigga, he got orange and green hair, right? Or what was it, orange and blonde hair?
I don't know. That nigga was dressed up like a mushroom.
He was going, any nigga with color hair is telling. We already see what the fuck is going on. If you coloring your hair, you going to tell.
He was dressed up like a hip-hop chemist. Like, I don't even know what that was. He looked like he could make, like, potions and spells. Like, he really looked like he's on some other shit.
From there, you know, as time went on, I got into a different kind of entanglement August.
Hold on. We got into a different. You know she rehearsed that. She was asking so many people of how can I say that I fuck this nigga without saying I fuck this nigga because I don't want it to sound so like crazy. I just needed to sound like, you know, I slipped up and shit. And they came up with an
entanglement. Which is low-key sexual.
I mean...
I could just listen,
man.
It sounds like something you could say, like a come on line, like, I want to get into an entanglement.
Right.
With you.
Clean up one of the things that was kind of swirling in the press about you giving permission, which is, the only person that could give permission in that particular circumstance is myself.
Yeah. He's like, which means, I can't tell you
August
what to do at all.
Probably trying to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could actually see how he would perceive it as permission because we were separated amicably. And I think he also wanted to make it clear that he's not a homewrecker, which he's not.
Because this is your red table and you like brought yourself to the red table. You need to say clearly.
He wanted to make sure that he wasn't a homewrecker because he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when they was separated, I think that they had some type of agreement in place, like they're going to work on their cells, they're going to separate their cells, but they're going to work on...
So, boom, this is what I don't get. Why would August think that he's a homewrecker if going into the relationship with Jada, it was clear that her and Will had this agreement.
Because that's where I think that Will is upset at, because I don't think it wasn't clear.
Right. Because why would she say that? Like, oh, he doesn't want everybody to think that he's a homewrecker. No, he wouldn't think that. Because he already knows that you guys have this agreement. Even August said, so wait a minute, even August said that Will agreed to it. So what is she talking about?
Just because Will knew and wasn't tripping, bro, assumed Will gave. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he necessarily gave permission. I just think that he knew and he wasn't saying nothing because everything was under wraps. Because later on in the interview, he said, all these years passed, why now? I think he's more pissed at, like, damn, dog. Like, this situation was already established that you don't speak about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
It would happen.
As far as what?
You and I decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
It's a lot of code. It's like
language.
We decided from your terms that we was going to break from your terms. Because he didn't even know how to put it together. He just
entanglement
was like,
means fuck. Breaks means we're doing our own thing.
Okay.
These breaks is like we need our space. That's what he said. Our space.
All right.
And what did you do? Well, what type of person did you decide to mess with, Jada?
Okay.
He is looking at her like, you piece of shit.
Yeah, because you don't know something.
Yes.
It's something in here that's...
Yes, it was a relationship, absolutely.
So they had
a lot of pain.
A relationship is different than fucking.
He looks upset over it.
But he wanted y'all to... realize, understand that this was a relate. That's why he was like, no, tell them what's up.
And
you
it's like
had,
he forced her
yeah,
to
you
go
had
into the
a
detail.
Relationship with this nigga. You wasn't just fucking this nigga. You had that nigga thinking that y'all was going to be together, and that might be what his issue was.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Because why is this nigga so hurt? This nigga said, if I die right now, if I die
right now,
I would be cool because I understand what true love was.
Yo, that's crazy. He really sat there and said,
what?
I thought he was going to kill himself.
What?
I don't want you to.
Jada, that shit got to be magical because this nigga just would. If I die right now, I can die right now.
He is comfortable.
And
dying.
I just, that means you.
He's fine with not messing with
another
girl.
Yo, he was connected.
He's fine with that being the last.
That nigga was connected like Wi-Fi, bro. He was connected. He thought everything was good. I said, yo, she was buying this nigga. Oh, when you called me and said that, was like, yo, she was buying this nigga cars. I said, what?
It was rumored that he was like, what are you talking about?
I said, I would be like, you could never
buy
the side nigga or Will.
I could never buy the side nigga.
Why would
you? Rolls Royce.
What
she was treating August nice.
You buy Rolls Royce.
That's why I think he got a little spoiled and got a little bitter and shit. I think he got a little bitter like, bitch, you done took my motherfucking lifestyle away. I'm about to tell your husband and tell the world. So, but at the end of the day, nigga,
you buy your nigga a Rolls Royce. You buy the side nigga a little Kia.
No,
brand new Kia joint. Here you go.
Right.
Here you go. Take that joint. You buy your nigga a Rolls.
No, that little bitch was like, come on, Zala. You know
she was mad at him, the young boy. She was a madam. Listen, nigga was already on drugs. He was already strung out. She said, we got the nigga some help. That means he had to go to a rehab. His family probably wasn't fucking with him anymore. She was like, I got one. She said, I got one.
Yeah.
And she broke this nigga down, dog. And she just broke him down. That's what happened, bro. Because this nigga really, like, I want to speak my truth.
And all he wanted to do, his truth, all of that drama and spiritual levels that he's climbed, just ended with, guess what, y'all? I fucked Jada. What? Like, that's your awakening? that's your awakening, bro. That's what brought you to your truth. Like, letting us know that you slept with somebody. You are weird as fuck, and I'm not downloading your fucking music.
Yeah, exactly. She made him comfortable.
I'm sure she did make him comfortable. Yeah, she had millions of dollars. When you're a millionaire, you can make a multi-millionaire that she could probably spend $50 million and Will's not even going to know it's fucking missing.
Will won't know that.
But not right away.
I'm going to know that.
Not right away.
A
Rolls Royce is a, you're going to, you're
I'm
not gonna
him.
Know. She spends $1 million. He's probably like, well, explain $1 million. She
I
probably
would
got an explanation.
If she spent $1 million.
Look.
I would
she
know.
Bought the nigga a
Rolls Royce.
If y'all don't think August Alsina is bitter and salty to the point where he's like one of them baby mothers out there that be throwing themselves on the fucking ground, that's what he did just now. It was the Maury show. This nigga threw himself on the ground and ran to the backstage and started telling everybody fucking business like a bald-headed bitch.
I'll die right now.
Now, in the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Outside of
and
Will. That's what she meant. Can't find happiness. I can't go from
also
a.
You and I going through a process of healing in a much different
start fucking
manner.
With an E-lister.
I would definitely
she
say
mad
we
too.
Did everything that
she
we
just
could
it
to
good.
Get away from each other, only to realize
all
that
can never contact her again.
Possible.
That.
So we come to the red table. So I'm in the Jada position right now. So,
okay.
You know, you.
Keep
having. During that time, launched into an interaction with August. What do you feel like you were looking for?
I just wanted to feel good. It had been since I felt good. And it was really a joy.
All right, so tell me what you think that she meant when she said.
No, I just think she was being shady the whole time.
You think that was a sub at Will?
Yeah, she was subbing Will because he was subbing her. That's some shit you do to me. I know that fucking move right there. He just said, "So Jada, tell us what were you just like you just said? What can you benefit from that? That's what he just did.
Right.
What were you looking to gain?
So she wanted to feel good. How?
She said.
Is she talking sexually?
I just wanted to feel good.
Is she talking sexually?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think, to be serious. I think she was talking mentally.
Of course. She wanted to, her ego was being fed. She wanted to feel young again. All those things, all those mixtures of things. There's a young guy giving her attention.
Right.
You know, he's a little hip-hop, little Houston thug. I think he's from Texas or some shit like that.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's like a little fucking wizard to me. You know what I'm saying? But she liked that shit. She from Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? So she liked that shit. And shout out to Baltimore and Houston, Texas, and all y'all motherfuckers.
I think it was more mental. I think, you know, she wanted that feel of getting chased and somebody's on her ass 24/7.
Somebody's
always like staring at her.
Right, he's probably
going,
"Oh my God, you're Jada Pinkett.
You're so beautiful." He probably was complimenting her every fucking second on her coattail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that nigga, like, I think he would have did anything that she said, and I think that she liked it. That shit, that was.
But Jada's also like a little pervert.
But yeah,
she's a documented pervert.
Right.
She said that she's addicted. She was addicted to porn at one time. And did you know that her grandmother taught her how to masturbate when she was 7 years old?
Yes. Cool. How do you know that?
She said it on the Red Table Talk with her mother. With her mother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's abused by her grandmother. So, you know what I'm saying? Jada ain't right. Yeah. That's why she was saying, "I had a lot of healing to do for myself." Like, she ain't okay. And Will knows that. And that's what he was saying. Like, see, this is the whole thing. When Will met Jada, he was in love with Jada.
Right.
And that was that. Like, from the day he met her, I think he decided, this is what I want to do. I think they went through something hard, and she reminded him. She talked to him, and he probably was like, "Yeah, that's who it is." But I'm telling you, he was chasing her. She was always a little loose. Motherfucking yoga bitch.
So I don't think
yoga
the,
whore. She was always
the,
that.
I don't think the open relationship is a reach.
It's not a reach.
For them.
She looks absolutely
comfortable. I don't think the problem was because at the end of this interview, she said when you told me that you would like stay with me through like whatever, to me that meant that they he already knew her secret. He already knew her past. What
right.
happened? She became this person, and she don't
that
feel
he
like
promised to never leave
yeah,
or abandon.
She don't feel like that. She's never going to change that. So I think that when they, you know, went into that agreement,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they got married, it's like this is what you already knew.
Right.
So like this is how it is, and I mean, and he's Will, so. You know,
I mean, I respect it because for a someone that doesn't have to stand that or have to take that or have he don't got to tolerate that shit. And that, to me, that is unconditional love.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know,
a way to just help heal somebody.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with my codependency.
I still think she's a
which
psycho.
Is another thing that I had to learn
the
to break in the cycle.
She's talking about the sex
idea
yeah.
needing to fix. And being drawn to people that need
mm-hmm.
help, whether it's
mm-hmm.
your health or whether it's your addiction.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about
that
childhood trauma.
The ceiling fan.
That
she,
feels as though it can be fixed through fixing people
mm-hmm.
versus fixing me.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and I think that whole process was all really showed me that
mm-hmm.
and taught me that.
Okay.
And I'm really grateful for that lesson.
I feel like that husband, like I'm with you at the press conference. I'm that husband. I'm with
now. And it
sounds
like that he like the voice is like chopping up a little bit.
About your transgression.
But he looks like he's about to cry the whole time to me too. I just was like, yo.
I definitely understand why it would look that way or feel that way. But
no. He's more like that broken wife that stands there by the side, like how every wife does when their famous husband cheats on them. And you're there on the side, like, while they're telling the world, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I cheated on my wife. I love my family. And I'm sorry I disappointed my fans.
That's what somebody said the whole time, looking like the female.
Yeah.
Yo, that's fucked up because I didn't even think about it like that.
And she's sitting there all proud and shit.
Because she just too Joe.
Yeah, she's just cross-legged,
she's just
Joe.
Like, yo, like, all right, it
on
happened.
Her Yoda shit. Like, yeah, nigga, like, this is it.
And what?
Now go back to your motherfucking little bitch.
See, that's where she goes back on.
Because she's a woman. She's a woman. You do
bitch.
Better believe. She's sitting there cross-legged like...
Somebody say he got the... Yo, somebody else said that earlier. He got the pursuit
go
of
go hug your little
she.
Bitch.
And
now the world knows. She might be getting joy from this shit. Who knows? When's the last time we seen her working? On fucking WPIX 11. In fucking underwear with that.
Margarita vibes, bro.
What happened?
Yo, I'm doing this show. I got the text from Knowledge and Anwar. I got it. We're going to do that show tomorrow. I don't know if dude going to be here. She's going to be at work.
I'm always at fucking work.
No, y'all looking at it wrong, yo. All right, so...
Tell us. Give us your...
I want to know how to... You know what I'm saying? I want to know how to... You know, if y'all... I mean, listen. We don't know how that shit is for real.
We just speculate.
We only speculating. This is for pure entertainment because they only telling us what they want us to know. You dig what I'm saying? So we only can go, you know... Yeah, like, you know, we only can go by what... They're telling us, but we can just, you know, we can read between the lines, you know. We can see what's happening.
I actually don't look at it as a transgression at all. Through that particular
see,
journey, I learned
he's
so
shooting,
much.
Yo.
See, right there is what I didn't like. And earlier when she was showing me this, I said, what does she mean? And she don't feel like that was a transgression.
Right, like that wasn't an offense, bitch?
Like that,
like, nah.
What do you mean? Like, what? I'm Will fucking Smith, dog.
Bow on the plate.
Seriously, though, dog. Like, it's like, yo, your mistakes got us here, dog. I allowed you to have a little stupid ass young boy. I told you not to fuck with anyway, but you wanted to be on some, you know what I mean, on some pedophile shit. So I said, fuck it. I said, fuck it. Go ahead. If it's gonna make you happy, then just go. You mean, but keep that shit under wraps. I gotta be the fuckhead. I was just doing Bad Boys 4. I gotta be the fuckhead because you don't know how to keep this little drug addict the fucking check, dog. Like, and you talking about it wasn't a transgression? What? What did you talk? Yo, I swear to God, I'm about to divorce you another ass, man. You better tighten the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, dog. Like he was like, because he tried to, like, give it out. He said, so how you feel about, you know, how you feel about the transgression? He's like, well, I didn't see it as a transgression.
I don't think it was a transgression,
he like, he like this bitch.
Yo, she ain't playing. Right, her rebuttal game is on a beam.
You
gotta call her.
Yeah, somebody said they gonna call her.
Call
it's
her.
It's up. We got 51 minutes on the calling. She told me to put it for 2 hours. I was like, no, let me do it for an hour and a half. But I wasn't trying to be on here.
Nah, I wasn't happy. Two hours with y'all. If y'all call in, like if niggas is calling, I'll stay in. But if it's just us doing all the talking, then no. Not for
she
2 hours.
Jada don't care if you got money or not. She like regular. Yo, Jada like regular niggas. Yo, if Jada was like, yo, dude, I want to grab eight.
Babe, don't play with me. You know I'll fuck her little
you
fucking
be
ass. No, I'm not. I'm not selling my nigga. He's a fucking whore. I'm not selling my fucking nigga. That's not a bag. That's a whole headache.
I don't need nobody's money.
I'm not fucking sharing you with no fucking bitches.
With Jada?
None of them.
I'm taking off of the team. We got that's a quick little M real quick.
Oh, please.
All right. You know what I'm saying? And we get publicity. I'm going to do what August did. Oh, my God. Oh, the Hurricane Blue Chair will be popping. I'm going to do the interview on this show. Oh, my God.
You going to tell your truth?
I'm going to tell my truth.
Oh, my God.
It's dangerous for me.
It's not even going to be the same you know, type of reaction.
Yeah, man, this shit about to get lit. Listen, she just saying that because she on here, man. If it's a bag in play.
No.
Yeah, so come
no. on. No. It's not for sale.
That's Will and Jada back.
About myself and was able to really confront a lot of emotional immaturity, emotional insecurity, and I was really able to do some really deep healing. You know, and
deep healing
to break all communication with me, which was totally understandable.
He cut off like not
right,
fire.
So she's saying that he cut her off. I don't believe that. I think she's lying. I think that she cut him off. The way that nigga was all emotional in that interview, that's not a nigga that cut somebody off.
You don't know. It could have been dramatic. Bitch, don't call. You don't know. It could have been dramatic.
But he would have texted back, I miss you. I'm sorry.
He probably
no.
was.
He would have been like,
Romeo
outside the fucking window.
Well, they not having that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen.
Well, so look, he ran out of fucking patience and went and sat down with Angela
but
fucking Yee.
I think that was the let. That's when he realized that she wasn't going to take him back. Yeah. That's why I think that she
August Alsina,
you see how
August Alsina is a bird.
She's
like,
dominant what? To Will. You don't think that she ran over August? She was doing.
She said, "Come here, baby. We going to Rolls
no.
Royce."
She said,
"Come on, baby.
Said,
what you need a fur?"
He said,
"Baby, you look good in diamonds. I'm gonna get you some diamonds, baby."
No, I don't.
I know she was
good.
Spinning. That she was spinning him around the motherfucking showroom.
That
all the showroom.
That nigga was opening doors.
Oh, surely.
He was running bath. He was running bath waters.
Mm-hmm.
He was cutting steak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was pouring wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Feeding her grapes. Like, that's mm-hmm. the type of motherfucker I see. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he liked it to be dominant. And she know that she can't dominate Will. So I think that was
August Alsina was for sale. Like, we gotta know where we at. We talking about Holly Weird. August Alsina ass was for sale. Just like Terry Crews and them. August Alsina, come on now. You this crushed to where who know? Yo, not for nothing, y'all. I don't know these people. Will could have fucked them. Will could have fucked them too.
Allegedly.
Will could have fucked them. We don't know what the fuck happened. We don't know why this kid. Why
know.
Is this child so broken? Why he's not even a child anymore. I know you don't want to go.
Oh, hold on. We got calls. Hold on.
All right.
We got
2411.
1111.
That's
1,
a private
1,
call.
1111.
You don't know about
1.
The private joint.
Y'all calling from a private 614-614. Talk to me. 614. Yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, so where are we trying to start at? Because I got some shit to say.
Let's start where you want to start at. Well, let's start where you want to start at.
All right. First, I'm going to start on my boy Will's behalf. The way I see it, first of all, I see this as like the typical long-term back and forth where one side is trying to make the other one look a little worse than the other one, and she deflecting hella good, you know what I mean?
Right.
But cheated. I don't see it as Will sitting there being hurt or nothing like that. I see him just trying to let the world know, like, yeah, I knew about it, you know what I mean? It wasn't really shit, and she came back to me. Because they saying this happened, what, a year ago?
I think it was longer than that.
By Will being there, I think he trying to show that, like, this shit didn't affect me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Plus, she came back once she seen the grass wasn't greener. So whether she needed to feel good or whatever she did, she obviously couldn't feel as good as I can make her feel. You know what I mean? That's why I think Will's whole stance is being there. And at the same time, he trying to get her to look a little better than she's willing to let herself look. You know what I mean? With the entanglement and all that other crap she was saying. You know what I mean?
See,
but that's what I think Will doing.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you a little bit, bro. I think that the nigga didn't want to be there, bro. I think that it's common sense that going from August Alsina to from Will Smith is a big ass drop. Like,
I agree with that. But imagine what he would look like if he wasn't there, though.
Right,
he would look even worse. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'd be running him in the ground.
Right.
I think he just there to let people know, like, I really didn't care about this shit because he said he was doing this thing too. You know what I'm saying? I think he there to prove that you couldn't handle, we agreed to do this and you couldn't handle your side. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think he's trying to throw out there.
Right, right. But see, that's something I was saying. It was like, because at the end, he did say that. He said, yeah, I was doing my thing. But, you know, he kind of referenced it by saying that it was a get back. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It was still, but, all right, let's just say that, all right, they had an agreement. You could do you. I could do me. But the whole thing is, being that we know who we are, we have to keep this shit under wraps. Nobody can say. So that's the only reason why I say that's Jada's fault, because...
Oh, 100%.
Right. Because August wins if he tells or he shuts up. If he shuts up, he's still getting spoiled. He's still doing what he got to do. But if he tells, he's independent, and now all the attention is on him, especially if he's telling the truth. Now, she just came out and said, I did have a relationship with him. So now, no matter what, we're going to think that whatever the rest of the shit he's saying is going to be true because he just got proven right.
Yeah, but I don't think that hurts Will. You know what I'm saying?
No,
the only thing
I think
that hurts Will is the fact that they said he gave him permission. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I think he had to defend himself as.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think because if he wouldn't have came on there, then everybody would have still thought that. You know what I mean? Thought that he had.
111. Who is this? Hold on. We got 1112. Who is this?
Yo, yo.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. I wanted to bring
you too. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why it's on a block or whatever, but yo, check this out.
Okay.
I've been in an open relationship before. I know what this whole thing about. I've been in an open relationship before. When you said Will don't want to be there, you damn right he don't want to be there, nigga, because they done already. They done already had an agreement about how they was going to do this. When they first came into Hollywood, they really was in love with each other. They done had kids and all that kind of shit, and they done created an image in the public eye. So when they felt like they wasn't, you know what I'm saying, vibing with each other no more, they wasn't going to do like the typical Hollywood couple and break up. They're like, no, we going to keep this shit together, but we going to have an open relationship to where you can find your happiness and I can find my happiness. That's why they say that shit all the time, right? So Jada clearly stepped out of pocket. Because she clearly broke whatever boundaries they had set. Whatever boundaries they had set, she stepped over that shit because, you know, if you got your little side piece, you know what I'm saying, you keep it that. You got to keep that shit on the wrap. But Jada, you know what I'm saying, that made the young bull feel like, you know what I'm saying, he more than what he is. That's why he acting out of pocket like that. Jada was so vulnerable.
But how?
That she done made,
but how? If it was years ago or a year ago.
How, what,
you
the
know
relationship?
What if he fell that hard for her, when as soon as that split up, he's going to react immediately out of emotions. What's making him react now?
I mean, but
you can't say that
we
his feelings for her is making him react now. Because it's been so
long. But see, we don't know what he done did. We don't know what she done did. He might have been wanting to come out with this shit, but you don't know what Jada did to probably keep that shit under wraps for this long.
True.
This nigga really had some shit to get off his chest. This shit been cooking for about a year. He been wanting to say this shit. So for him to not say it just means she was doing something to keep this shit under wraps. It's just like you said, Will just got done doing Bad Boys 4. He don't want to be sitting up here. He ain't supposed to be dealing with this because she was supposed to keep that shit under wraps.
You're right, but imagine how much worse it would be if he wasn't there. Like, he got to be there. He got to defend himself somewhat, because imagine how bad he'll look if he doesn't show up.
If
and she talking about
it. He's a fucking Fresh Prince, my nigga. Bro, he got to say something. This really was about
why
him coming to the table and saying, look, I'm gonna do this interview with you, but you got to put yourself out there. So stop all these stupid-ass phrases like entanglement and all that bullshit, bro, and just tell them what the fuck it is. So this shit won't look like I'm out here doing something I ain't got no business doing. Because you put us in a predicament.
Yeah, that's
why
he did.
She made that bull feel like he was more than what he's supposed to be. Now, I guarantee you on Will end, you know what I'm saying, if he tricking off and doing his thing, he ain't making it. Hey, this is what it is. This is as far as it going to go. But, she felt vulnerable at that time and let that nigga think more than – you bought a nigga a Rolls Royce. Shit, I fell in love, goddamn. I'm supposed to be in the Kia.
Right,
I'm supposed
to
be in the Kia. You done bought me a Rolls Royce, nigga. You damn right. You can't just give me that shit and take it back. But nah, bitch, I love you. I love you, bitch. Fuck that. That's how I feel about it, though. I don't think this was no shock to me. I think they clearly knew what was going on. And to respond to what my dude was talking about when she what she was about to get into
4 or 5 years.
What she was about to get into about, you know what I'm saying? I think some little weird Hollywood shit was going on. I think Will was involved more than we know, too. And that's why he really was looking sick because, like, dude, you putting us at real risk right now. Because this nigga talking. This nigga ain't just saying, I had a thing for Jada. Nah, this nigga spilling the beans for real. You about to put me at risk, bitch. You need to say something. That's what he said. You know what I'm saying? I feel like at some point you need to say something. That's what he meant. You need to say something, bitch, because you got us out here looking crazy.
He was telling them, her.
Go ahead.
Listen, when a nigga go on an interview that he know that's about to be out there for everybody and tell the world that he's okay with dying because he know what true love felt like, bro, that's different.
She felt that, boy, I don't know what she did, but I'm telling you, whatever happened, during that period when they wasn't together, man, she really felt some kind of vulnerable state to really, you know what I'm saying, to get. She really made him feel like they had something more than what it was supposed to be.
Bro, she was eating that nigga.
But that nigga say, I don't need to live. I don't need to live no more.
Just a young boy we're talking about, though. This ain't no seasoned vet, no player from the Himalaya. You know what I'm saying?
No,
she could have not
but
even gave him the
whole
shebang, and he's feeling like
Alcina,
that.
Alcina, though, bro. You still got to realize he's still August Alsina though. This nigga done been around Hollywood. He know what it's like to be around multiple bitches. You know what I'm saying? This different
though.
That's Jada. You see what I'm saying? That's different, bro. He ain't no rookie in this game.
Yeah.
Jada put that ceiling fan on him, man. Okay. All right,
so I want to ask y'all this. Why do y'all think that he came out like right now?
Album sales.
Yeah, album sales. He's doing his music thing right now. You know what
I'm saying? I mean, who wanna know more about the nigga than the nigga that was banging Jada? You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't even never heard of him, you don't like his music or nothing, that's gonna make you at least look him up. I wanna hear what he's talking about.
Tune you in.
All right. There's people still talking about Jermaine Dupri getting Janet. You know what I'm saying? There's still people talking about that. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be talking about this nigga forever.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Back.
On August?
Yeah. Just because of that.
Now,
you know what
I agree. Now he always going to be, he's always going to be late.
Like, this might have been his last effort to stay relevant.
I appreciate y'all for calling in. You mean, tune in.
No doubt.
Live and all that. I definitely appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Man, love. Hey, y'all doing y'all's thing, man. I'm digging this.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, we got 516 on the line. Yes. Who's this?
Yep,
it's
Ashley.
Is this Ashley? What's going on,
hey,
Miss
Ashley?
Dude, hey, fam.
Jazz, hey, fam.
Don't be Joe on this show. Start being Joe.
That's
Let's talk about it, though.
All right.
Yes.
So basically, this is what it is, right?
All
right. Bill is annoyed because all of this happened 4 or 5 years ago. They already went through the motions, dealing with everything, and they put that shit past them, right?
Right.
So now it's 4 to 5 years later, homeboy, now all of a sudden your album come out. You dropped a single like last year or something like that, hinting that y'all had something going on. And he even states, too, it all makes sense. Like, he put all of this together. Because in the interview with Angela Lee, he said that he lost a lot of money. People stopped messing with him or whatever the case may be. Like, his
right.
life was just effed up. So I'm assuming that's from when he was dropping hints that him and Jada had something going on. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
So now he got his whole documentary, his, you know, album coming out. What other way to promote it, get sales, get bread, because nobody else is messing with you right now, but
right.
to put this out there. You know what I'm saying? So that is just from his own personal gain. I don't think that he's mentally over it, because if he was mentally over it, for one, he wouldn't have been acting the way that he was acting during that interview, because he was acting like he was about to have an anxiety attack, so
right.
I was like, yo, they gonna have to call the paramedics
right.
or something, because
he
was
yeah,
like
he
about
to
cave in.
Yo, that nigga acted like he wanted to get the shotgun and do the Lord's work. That's what that nigga was acting like.
they gotta watch him. You gotta watch that nigga. Whoever's around him, because he looked like he could crack an anything.
Yeah, so I feel like all of this was like a marketing. It was a marketing strategy. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the only thing that I can think that he really gained from it, because he's truly not over it.
No,
keep
I don't think
he's not.
I don't think he is.
So all right. So let me ask you this: do you think Will knew all the details?
Yeah.
You think so?
Just by how comfortable and confident Jada is, yo, do you know who she remind me of? She remind me of, like, I feel like I'm going to put Erykah Badu at a higher pedestal than her, but she
right,
reminds
right.
me, even though she's older than Erykah or whatever, but she reminds me of, like, a baby Erykah, you know what I'm saying, even though she's older. Like,
right.
She was just so confident. She was really in her vibe, in her element, and she was able to face Will like sis was glowing.
She was glowing.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said I'll feed her grapes too. That's a bad.
Exactly. She was acting like
you.
She had nothing to hide, and like, we have to respect that. I mean, she was open. She was honest. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, like, she was open and honest with Will.
Yo, she kept in, like, she did that. She did that Dragon Ball Z shit to the bull. Like, she
I'm
was
telling you, this nigga is like, I want my shit back. Like, y'all don't understand what happened to me.
I don't think he knew all the details. Because I feel like that he was just, it was something up with him. Like, he was mad about something. You mean, like, not just that he had to be there. It was just like, damn,
oh,
I could have. yeah, I felt like Will was like, I could have prevented this shit. Like, it was just something that he didn't know.
But not just, but all right, so you just think about it, right? If something happened years ago, right? You already addressed it. Y'all went through the motions. Y'all talked about it. Y'all went through counseling. I'm pretty sure the kids went through the motions and all of that. And you finally recovered from it, right? Then you got the buster, the side dude, bringing this all back. Who wants to face that? No, like, we already went through that. You know what I'm saying? We already handled it. Privately, but now it resurfaced, and now we gotta handle it publicly. That's a whole different ball game.
Okay, let's go a step further and talk media and talk about how grimy Angela Lee average face ass is. Let's
grimy.
Talk about
she
that.
Knew what she was doing. She knew. I thought she was all for women empowerment and all this other stuff. What happened?
Real media would have got behind the scene with the Smiths and really got that as a benefit to them in the future on some politics and shit. All the Alcina came to me, I would have said, get your little weird wizard ass the fuck out of here. Then I would have called them up like, this nigga trying to shop his shit.
And you know what? He probably did that. He probably used Angela Yee.
Angela, you got money already, though. That's a greedy bitch. That's a greedy regular bitch.
Yeah. Because he probably knew that nobody else probably wanted to touch that story or touch that topic. You know what I'm saying? So he probably reached out to Angela. He probably, to keep it a buck, he probably reached out to mad motherfuckers. And they probably was like, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? We don't want no part of that.
Nobody want to talk to you. He probably was like, listen to my new shit about to come out, that shit. Nobody even talking about that shit. And he's trending. And nobody's talking about the fucking album. Nobody's talking about the work.
Benefits. I agree. Will, he benefits off this situation.
Yeah.
His character looks better.
Yeah, he do. Like, I infiltrated that on some druggy shit.
Right. Because it's
that's
like,
why Will's disgusted. It's like this caliber of person.
You was fucking this nigga. You know how you just like you was fucking this nigga, cuz. Like, what the fuck with you, dog? Sometimes you gotta give the nigga something to work with, dog. You can't just say you was cheating and then you point to the nigga who be dyeing his hair and on perk 30s. Like, and just and falling off stage and shit, dog. He ain't even really that.
They say you're supposed to at least find somebody as equal or better. You're not supposed to go backwards.
Right. In August Alcina's defense, though, he does have immune deficiencies, and he was in the hospital because, like, his immune system attacks itself, and he wasn't sure what it was, but definitely he admittedly had a Percocet addiction, so I just wanted to add that in, because you know what I'm saying, but you still a weird ass
and
nigga.
Mental issues, let's not forget the mental issues he has
issues, you know what I'm saying, and we are not judging you for that, but it's just like, if it was really about the bag, you could have did that years ago. You could have did that years ago.
No, I don't think so. I think this is the perfect time because this is the exposed era.
But he got to
be because
trapped.
Why nobody's talking about his phone? Nah, peep game, though. Look how he set it up. He set it up perfectly. He dropped that single, like, a year or two ago and then waited, let that marinate.
Ashley.
Yeah, I'm about to go anyway, y'all. I'll be in the chat.
I was just gonna ask you a question, girl.
Oh, what? What happened?
Did you hear that Will Smith was fucking Dwayne, what's his name?
Allegedly.
Keisha Martin? Dwayne Martin?
Allegedly, though.
Oh, the husband, right?
Yeah, Keisha Martin's husband.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, years ago.
That's a real thing? That's a rumor too? That's his side nigga that he bought them a house. Yes, child.
Yeah, that's old news.
Like, not even.
I'm not.
I'm not like 15 years something, right?
Yeah, that's old as shit.
I'm not
entertaining that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but
that.
I'm about to get up this, y'all. I'm
going to
be in the chat.
Thank you, Sam.
So, are we going to finish the drone or no? We got like 2 minutes left.
Yeah, what we finishing? Is the interview?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We just like start talking. Shit.
It really wasn't me. It was everybody.
Yeah, man. Oh, really, man. Like, Will's an icon, man.
And I let that be and hadn't talked to him since.
No.
So, it is a little weird that all this stuff is coming out now since this was.
Yeah, because for me, this was years ago. Right, you know,
yeah,
so the fact
like,
that
why the fuck this coming,
coming up now, and right. I think it could feel weird for people that we're laughing and talking about it, but
it happened so long ago,
you know, and our experiences of working through it, fighting through it, talking through it, and therapizing,
right?
Therapizing,
I think that the why
yo,
now
that nigga
is
was
weird.
Mad.
Yeah, when I say it's been a huge healing on my life. And just what I had to confront and discover,
yeah.
you know, about myself,
yeah.
the ugly truths
mm-hmm.
and the beauty.
Mm.
So it was something that I felt like
addict.
Wasn't
like
really ready to be discussed because it hadn't been that
mm-hmm.
healing because he hasn't wanted to, you know, Aug and I haven't talked in so long. You know what I mean?
So,
so I don't know.
I don't
this,
know.
This,
that
was
that
didn't
sound
believable. This all seems.
What is like so long though? So we haven't talked. Is an hour so long?
I don't know. That wasn't like
a week,
real.
A month,
I wasn't
a year, half of a year. Like, Will was acting like the angry white dad in the movie.
He was upset.
No, he was, yeah. I mean, and now I guess I can understand what Ashley was saying because he was
mm-hmm.
like, yo, years ago and after us getting over it and
right.
and getting past it or whatever, that the shit just pops up. So now it's like we about to revisit this shit again.
Publicly this time.
And now this nigga is possibly going to make bread off this shit.
Nigga did an interview with Angela Yee. I know
this
they
nigga
are
nigga
hot.
This nigga went to Angela Yee. That's why I'm really sure. Here. So,
very strange, you know. But I'm grateful for the journey that you and I have had together. Because I feel like there are a lot of couples that go through those periods.
Yeah.
And a lot of couples that have to separate and think it's over and, you know. The one thing I'll say about you and I is that there's never been secrets.
And then I think this
right.
is like the part.
We came together,
okay, so they said there's never been secrets.
And we were both broken.
She said,
in our
so
own
she wanted to make sure that they got that out. That it's never been secrets. She said,
mm-hmm.
the thing about us that we never had secrets. So that would mean to me that Will knew about it. But again, just like they said, it's
they
like,
talking in code.
It's like, why are you knew about it? But yeah, this nigga, he got out of pocket. I'm sorry.
Now we
gotta,
now I gotta
like,
recode it. I gotta write it out exactly what
it.
They're saying. Cause he's saying shit and she's rebuttaling.
So you know what we should do? We should do like a voiceover.
Yeah, we gotta do the voiceover.
We should do a
voiceover. We gotta do the voiceover.
And then be like, what they really saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, cause like, yeah, he was around and shit. He was acting crazy. You know what I mean? I fucked
mm-hmm.
a young boy and shit. Yeah, I got into his head and all that.
Right.
I started acting crazy.
What she said just now?
You know what I'm saying? Like, so y'all will knew everything. Yeah. I mean,
basically, because he said right or he didn't, like, try to, like,
be able to
like,
make mistakes without the fear of losing your family is
and then he
so
started talking some
critical.
Junk shit.
Yeah.
So I was
it's
like,
the
okay,
idea
like, no.
of any relationship and trying to get to deeper understanding of love is going to be forged in fire.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the things that I'm deeply grateful in this whole process between you and I is that we have really gotten to that new place of unconditional love.
Voiceover
sure
be fire. Yeah, I think we're gonna do the voiceover.
Yeah, like,
we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to write this one off.
I'm gonna be the problem with a bad marriage.
Okay. I mean, but after that, you're here. Oh,
it ain't
so.
For the weak at heart. There's
but
just
you're at 11 minutes. It's 12:53.
And I wish. You know,
I wish that wasn't gonna the case. I do. I wish that wasn't the case.
That's I wish it could be all magic and miracles.
Yeah. You got to go through some to get the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just happy because I definitely believe that you and I, we never, ever, ever thought that we would make
it
back.
Yeah, there's a real power in the just knowing somebody's riding with you no matter what.
Yeah.
And you really can't know that
until you go
through some stuff, you know. I don't want to go through this no more.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna
hit
you
like,
back
I don't
want to
first,
no
and
then
you gonna get me back. I think you got me back. I think you. We're good on that. Okay.
Okay, that's probably true.
You know, but
I mean, I like how he tried to bring some of the energy
back
to him. Like, yeah, I fucked up too. Just say
you
got court.
He meant it.
What he meant what?
And he's gonna get her back.
You know,
so that's why I think that he didn't know certain details.
That's just part of it.
Like, why
you know,
do you feel like I have
to?
I think it was. It wasn't supposed to. It wasn't supposed to be that.
We ride together.
We
die
together.
Bad marriage for life.
I didn't like
it's
that.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Wow.
It
means that we're never going to be getting a divorce.
It's just part of the journey.
We're
I
not
told you the first
perfect.
Year we're married.
Listen.
What'd you tell me?
That I can love you through anything.
And I didn't believe you.
Yeah.
If somebody looked through a crystal ball and said this, and this is going to happen.
You said I can
like,
love you through anything.
No way.
Yeah.
That don't mean that I can stay with you.
I didn't have the girth that it was going to take to ride
I can love you
through
anything.
Yeah,
I
didn't know if
you
would be willing to find the deep capacity to love me.
Yeah. How am I doing?
He's doing great.
It's a deep capacity. That means that she has some fucking demons.
She's a demon. Wow.
She's a demon.
Guys, I don't
and
know.
And Will is caught in the fucking matrix, dog. That's what it is. Will's fucked up, too.
Jada.
Will's fucked up, too, bro. Like, it's just like, he's like, fuck. Because Will and that whole thing. Like,
is Jada Smith a bad bitch, or is she a master manipulator?
No, she's just, I mean, both.
She's all things?
Yeah, man.
And she's an asset. And maybe that's why Will's keeping her.
I mean, did y'all see Meek tweet? No.
What did Meek say?
Yeah, look. Let's see what he tweeted. I want to say, what would you do if you was Will? I would do exactly what Will done. That nigga is not worried about, I mean, underneath, he just like, I think he's more worried about his image, if anything. You know what I mean? It was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this was a slip up. This was a fuck up. It's a big blemish, but, you know,
he said entanglement.
Yo,
Miguel said Jada being a woman and being real about her actions was refreshing to see a woman do in that type of situation.
I mean, she had to say that she was having relations because it was coming out, man. It was
right.
Going to come out, so it was just like, I mean, you got to get in front of the story sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you have to become the story because now,
right.
Now it's about them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so as far as press, as far as, you know, good publicity from bad publicity turned good publicity, this was what they had to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Will being there was definitely a need.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that he was there. I mean, it made sense.
So, you know, I understand it. And all that nigga bonnet was snapped. Who had a bonnet on?
Who?
Nigga bonnet was snapped. Who had a bonnet? He still gonna get booked. All get strapped on. He get snapped. She's a predator. What's going on in here? what's going on in the comment? Y'all acting crazy in that joke. Yo. Oh, Lord. But yeah, man. Listen, tomorrow sometime we ain't gonna do it late. We gonna do it a little maybe afternoon. We gonna ask Anwar and Knowledge this time to take this walk. I mean, we're going to get straight to it. It's going to be a quick job, too, man. So I was thinking about just doing a blog, but I was like, maybe I'll go live. I don't know. It'll be all. But you want to say anything? Any last things? Follow us.
Oh, follow us.
On Hurricane Dude, on everything, on caffeine especially. Gnome 10 is tomorrow. We will be on caffeine.
If you got station head, I'm on there.
Talking Evie Black Cap on everything. Evie the Black Cap on caffeine. Y'all know what to do, man.
Yeah, we'll follow me on caffeine. Hurricane Dude.
Yeah.
I'm tired.